Hello and welcome. It's our number four of the Maller Radio Program. You're going to buy or sell Bill Belichick, avoiding Mac Jones like the plague, and riding with Cam Newton in 2021. We take a look at that and a new controversy in Major League Baseball involving Manny Machado, one of the highest paid players in the sport of baseball. Machado being put on blast because of a rough slide against the St. Louis Cardinals. We will have a Maller Show investigation on that. We'll get to it and a bunch of other fun things here in hour number four. Here it is. Will he play or will he not play? We will soon find out. Well, actually not soon, but we can certainly talk about it right now. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we bluster coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the sweatshop as we slave away over the hot microphones of Fox Sports Radio here at the FSR studios. Back at it again, and we will be ranting in a couple minutes about the mini baseball controversy that popped up in the Sunday night game. But our lead this hour comes from the NFL, specifically the best laid plans of mice, men, and Belichick in New England. The NFL draft at the end of April, and Mac Jones, keeping up with the Joneses, was the number 15 pick by the Patriots. It doesn't sound like he's going to sniff the field anytime soon. If you've been paying attention, maybe you have not, you might have missed this. So we are hearing now that Patriots head coach Bill Belichick is said to be, quote, bullish on Cam Newton. He's all about that Cam Newton, despite a absolutely terrible 2020 season. I think anyone will debate that the position that Cam was not only a quarterback, but horrible during the 2020 season. He was both those things. At this moment, Cam Newton is the overwhelming favorite to earn, and not only earn, but to keep the starting job all season long. Bill Belichick, according to the word on the street there, will only compromise if or when Mac Jones is undeniably better, which, if that's the case, if that's the standard, will not happen during the 2021 season. So let us discuss. Now, you're going to buy or sell Bill Belichick avoiding Mac Jones and riding with Cam Newton in 2021. So I'm going to buy this. I've got Barf Bag, Shrinks, and Pravda. And we will combine all of these things together, and we'll cook for about 10 minutes at 400 degrees. And we'll see what we get. Now, to lead off with, Bill Belichick does things differently. He had never drafted a quarterback in the first round. That's over with now. But the fact that Cam Newton was welcomed back with seemingly open arms on a team-friendly contract is a stunner. Damaged goods coming over from Carolina. He was already on a prove-it contract. Spoiler alert, he proved he couldn't play. He failed to impress. Season-long audition. And he is back as the lead actor. It's akin to going to a tryout, failing the tryout, and still getting the job again. Who does that? Cam Newton was not only a quarterback, he was lousy. In fact, that doesn't even go as far. He was more than just in a funk. If you watched the guy play, you felt queasy and nauseated as he ran around. Cam's performance was worthy of a barf bag. That's how he played quarterback in 2020. It was a throwback season. He played like you would see a quarterback passing, I'm talking about, in the 1980s or the 1970s. They always had those really crappy quarterbacks in those eras of the NFL. Cam Newton, a pass for 2,600 yards, 8 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions. 8 passing touchdowns in 15 games. That is atrocious with a capital A. It is terrible with a capital T. And as a result, Patriots had a losing record, missed the playoffs for the first time in over a decade. Now, furthermore, Bill Belichick, he's not worried about feelings. He's not worried about the norms of a polite NFL society. Now, I know that. We all know that. You don't have to be an insider to have that information. It's generally accepted that young quarterbacks should not play right away in the mind of Belichick. Elsewhere, it's like, yeah, play the guy. I'm on the play the young quarterback. If you're going to take a first-round quarterback, play the player. The rookie contract is the ace up the sleeve. Take advantage of it. But certainly it would appear, based on the little information that we have, that Belichick doesn't care about that. He marches to the beat of his own drummer. It's his way or the highway. And stubborn Bill, the one-man focus group calling the shots there, Belichick, he goes back to the olden days, right? Not a fan of rookies in general. And you got to think of it. He prefers not playing them at other positions. Like, if you don't want to play a rookie defensive back, why would you want to play a rookie quarterback at the most important position on the field? Makes no sense. An army of shrinks would have to cast a spell on Belichick, and Belichick would need to be hypnotized to do an about-face on Mac Jones. Now, behind closed doors, the NFL TV gurus, they would actually prefer that Cam Newton start at least through week 9. Why is that? Well, with all the publicity about the Patriot-Buccaneer game and Tom Brady going back to take on his old team, well, Cam Newton has his own reunion game. The Patriots are visiting Charlotte for a matchup with Cam Newton's old friends on the Panthers. That's in week 9. That's his homecoming game. And how embarrassing would it be if Cam Newton ends up as a backup and is holding a clipboard? Now, the most logical conclusion one would make on this is that the way Mac Jones would get on the field this year is because of injury. That if Cam Newton is healthy, that Mac Jones will not even sniff the playing field. All right, last thing on this. So the Patriots held a mini camp over the weekend. It was a closed situation to reporters, with just some team-approved photos being released to the unwashed of Mac Jones wearing team-issued gear. He had the T-shirt and the shorts on. It was the first actual glimpse of him on the field. Pravda News did a great job of showcasing Mac Jones in those photos. A tremendous background, lighting was perfect. The camera angles made Mac Jones appear larger than life, an imposing presence. He looked lean and mean. The lean, mean wrecking machine. Josh McDaniels there coaching him up, shadowing him like the young coach, offensive guru that he is. Now, Belichick, as is his tradition, will not even give Mac Jones' uniform number out. He doesn't give rookie numbers out until training camp. So if you're planning on buying your Mac Jones replica Patriots jersey, first of all, that'd probably be a mistake. Secondly, good luck on that. More of the old world influence. He's not worried about the merchandise part of the business of football. And that's all you get until the next media availability, which will be the OTAs in late May. That's May 27th, so 10 days from now. And then mid-June, there's a mandatory minicamp. And this is the time of optimism. Nobody can lose a game until September. Every team is going to be perfect, undefeated until September. Everyone is unbeaten. Whee! How exciting is that? So exciting. All right. Now, meanwhile, we've got to press on here because this is what we call a two-for-one special. That's right. We have a two-for-one special here, a mini Mallor monologue. We go back to Major League Baseball, where Manny Machado is in the crosshairs of the baseball world. So we take you to Sunday Night Baseball, nationally televised, the Padres playing the Cardinals. Sunday night game of the week. Did you see what happened? Perhaps not. Maybe you were actually doing something else or sleeping, whatever. So Manny Machado, the old Baltimore Oriole and Dodger, Machado has been put on blast by some, very upset for what they say is an inappropriate slide, a shady slide against the Redbirds. So let's take you back in the Wayback Machine to Sunday night, fourth inning, San Diego. Manny Machado is actually the base runner. He's on first base. Jake Cronenworth is at the plate. Now, Cronenworth hits a soft ground ball to second base. Remember, Manny Machado's on first, so Machado's running to second. He's on the base path. And there's a slow hit ground ball by Cronenworth. It goes to the Cardinals second baseman, Tommy Edman. Edman attempts to tag Machado as Machado is running towards him. The problem, Machado slides, and the reason it was so awkward, he was roughly 15 feet from second base, at least 15 feet, it would appear, from second base. And this has ruffled the feathers of some very sensitive types. It's like, that's not right. Machado, how could he possibly do that? So let us discuss briefly in mini Maller monologue style. So does the Manny Machado slide, which was about a third of the way, about a third of the way towards second base, does this rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors? I'm shaking my head no on this one. I'm shaking my head no. And I wish the answer was yes, but the answer is no. Manny Machado, I get it. He's a marked man. He's earned that. He's got shady in his DNA. Machado, generally speaking, does not get the benefit of the doubt. But on this one, Manny Machado's not the bad guy. Like, I'm a Dodger apologist. He's an enemy combatant playing for the Padres, Machado. But on this one, I don't see anything to get all flustered about regarding Machado's slide. The reaction, what I have seen here to this, is akin to a storm in a teapot, right? It's a visceral reaction. I can't believe Machado would do that. How dare you? Doesn't make any sense, right? It was actually a smart baseball play, and he's getting killed for it. You don't allow the double play. Number one job of a base runner is to not allow the double play in that situation. Now, part B of this, Manny Machado has done some things as a base runner that you don't do. For example, when he's with the Dodgers, they're playing the Brewers, and he stepped on the back of the leg of the Milwaukee Brewers first baseman. That's a no-no. You don't do this. But this, on this one, it was a legal play. And I understand the wussification of baseball has gotten a lot of the rules changed, but not this one, right? They've tried to eliminate the slide at home plate, taking out the catcher, cannot do it. And really also the slide at second base. You say, well, wait a minute, what about this? This was a play at second base. This is a loophole situation. Now, generally speaking, I hearken back to the days of old when this type of baseball was played, that you were expected to take out the second baseman. I was at the game The Music Died. I was at a Mets-Dodgers game at Chavez Ravine, Chase Utley playing for the Dodgers with a takeout slide of, I believe it was Ruben Tejada of the Mets, and Tejada, he was in the bad position. He didn't play the play properly, got just trucked by Chase Utley, and so bad they had to call like the ambulance onto the field to take him away, and because of that, baseball changed the rule, right? They changed the rule because it was a New York team, and they were very upset. How could a New York team be impacted by a takeout slide at second base? It's not right, blah, 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 blah. The Giants, Buster Posey. There was some nondescript guy in the Marlins. Buster Posey was the MVP. They got taken out at home plate, so they got rid of that. But on this one, it was a legal play for Manny Machado, and I wish baseball would go back. They won't, for many reasons, but there's only a few plays in that sport which are physical contact plays, and they've tried to get rid of most of them. And Machado, here's the other thing that's the irony of Manny Machado. His reputation is that of a slug. He's lazy. He doesn't hustle. In fact, he is the poster boy for not hustling. I was at a World Series game Machado played in. He hit a ball off the wall he thought was a home run. He didn't run hard in a World Series. That is the sin of sins. The sin of sins, Manny Machado, not doing that. But on this one, if I was a Padre fan, I would want Machado to do that. And I would like my team, the player who's at first, and there's a play similar to that, take out the second baseman. I understand it looked awkward. I understand it looked weird. I get all that, but that's a smart play by Manny Machado, and I know Rob Manfred and his band of merry idiots will get together and ban that also. But I liked it. So there. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to join us here, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. As my friend Sports with Coleman points out, that Tejada slide, that Chase Utley slide into Tejada cost me big time. I was buddy-buddy with one of these casino moguls in Vegas. And the guy was a super fan of the show, and he got so upset with me. He's a Mets fan. He got so upset with me that I sided with Chase Utley and not the Mets player that he wouldn't speak to me, and like he took me off the comp list. How about that? You imagine losing something because of a sports take? How ridiculous is that? How dumb is that? How backwards is that? All right, this is the Ben Maller Show, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Later in the hour, we're going to take some calls before we get to this point, but we have media meltdowns. Now, we played earlier Joe Girardi, who got upset, the Phillies manager. It was a heated conversation with Gene Segura, and Girardi got upset. But that was just the appetizer, the main event, right this hour, as cursing and anger and rage into the microphone. Someone in sports losing his marbles when asked a pretty basic question. We'll have that audio for you coming up in a little bit. We'll get to it, and we will do it next.
Did you eat poop for breakfast?
Oh, give me a break. Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer, plays all the music and most funny sound bites, the Ben Maller Show. He's also the keeper of the dump button for when you say something naughty that goes over the air, we'll get in trouble. He's got a button that makes you disappear. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24.
Feel for how,
Yeah, I couldn't have said that better myself. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
The cheating Cardinal fans are upset with me because I took Manny Machado's side, but I'm sorry. It's the way I saw the play. Objective. I have a bias, an anti-Padre bias, kind of. I used to go to Padre games back in the day, but
since when the baseball players slide in between second and first base?
He was confused. He thought that it must be right there near second base. Machado was a little confused there. But you take out the second baseman. Man. That's a good baseball play. Chris says, we need more stories about friendships lost due to your bloviations. Maller is off the comp list. Yeah, well, it doesn't happen that often. It does happen where people cannot handle a hot take. And it surprises me every time. I thought the guy was kidding. The guy that ran the casino, the sports book, he's like big Mets fan. And I thought, well, I know you're a Mets fan, but I mean, you know, it's like kind of the gig. Like I yap for 4 hours a night, 5 days a week, and do a. Well, now I do a podcast on the weekends. I didn't do a podcast then, but it goes with the territory. Matt says, Machado is worse than a dirty player. He's a cheapskate artist, he says. Instead of owning it, he pretends he's just playing hard and makes his stupid little crybaby face and waits for teammates to save him. That biatch effectively ended Dustin Pedroia's career in 17 with a dirty slide, he says. Well, Machado, you can say a lot of things about Machado, but playing hard, that's not something that is often said about Manny Machado. If he were to be compared to an animal, it would be a sloth, would be what you would compare Machado to, the way he approaches baseball. Very sloth-like. So I don't know about that. But listen, on this particular play, judge everything on its own merits. And I know Machado does not get the benefit of the doubt, as I said in the mini Maller monologue. That's the reality. Now, Goatman Rob, who's a Cardinal apologist, he says, no. The Machado slide was dirty. It was technically legal, but we all know it was dirty. Quit hanging on the hating on the Cardinals, he says. This has nothing to do with the Cardinals. This has nothing to do with the Cardinals. It just happened to be a Cardinal-Padre play. It could have happened against anybody. It just happened to be the situation that took place. Double O Mexican, who's slightly biased, he's in San Diego, says, A++++ monologue, Big Ben. I know I'm biased, but come on. It's not like Manny Albert Beldum Well, yeah, that was one of the greats when Albert Bell did the forearm shove to Fernando Vina in an Indians Brewers game back in the day. Great moments in baseball history. That was so long ago. When that happened, I was doing stuff with the Dodgers. That's how long ago that was. Everyone on the team was like, oh, what's going to happen to Albert Bell? How long is he going to be suspended for? What's going to happen? Let's go to the phones. And who do we have here? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's say hello to John in Vegas. John in Vegas. What's going on, John?
How's it going tonight, bud? How's you doing tonight?
John, if I was any better, I'd be a Newton, but not Cam Newton, because he had 8 touchdowns last season, 8 of them. That's it, passing touchdowns.
Through the air, but you're forgetting about his double-digit touchdowns on the ground. Also, we're talking about him, if he goes wide against the Seahawks, I think they have a different season, not to mention...
So you're playing the ifs and buts game to defend Cam Newton, John?
I don't really have to. Because
well, you already did. You said if this had happened, and but what about this? You've played the ifs and buts game.
Well, you picked that. You didn't pick the part. You didn't talk about the double digit rushing touchdown.
Well, John, what is the most important thing for a quarterback? Is it throwing touchdowns or rushing touchdowns?
What was Tom Brady able to do? With
answer the question, John. What's the most important thing? If you were to get a quarterback, what is most important? A quarterback that can run for touchdowns or throw for touchdowns? What is more important? To me, it's maybe I'm wrong, but it's throwing for touchdowns. That's more important. When you have 8, there's no one should ever call a sports talk radio show and defend a quarterback that had 8 touchdowns. That's a bad job by you, John.
So you're going to leave over 80 points on the field? You're not going to say that's not worth anything?
No, I'm going to say that when you had 8 passing touchdowns, you didn't do your job. That's what I'm going to say.
I would have to highly disagree.
And John, listen, are you related to Cam Newton? Did you go to college at Auburn or something like that? I mean, what's going on here, John?
I watch the games. I see the kid play, man. He's an awesome player.
That's why the Patriots drafted a quarterback in the first round. They're so into Cam Newton.
Wilson, brother. This is John Parker Wilson 2.0.
Who?
Yeah.
Who?
Okay. Well, I might agree with that. I'm not a big Mac Jones fan. I'm not a big believer in Mac Jones. But I'm also not a big believer in Cam Newton either. I will leave it there. Let's say hello to Dick in Dayton. Hello, Dick.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Dick in Dayton. Dick and Dayton, now, if you had a quarterback that had 8 touchdown passes for the Browns, would you say that was a good quarterback? 8 passing touchdown passes? You know, that would not be good, right?
No. You got to throw the ball. I agree with you.
That's right. Look at that. Dick and Dayton. Veteran fan, Dick and Dayton. And also, might I add, you were the one earlier, you called up and said the Indians were going to have a pretty good team. And I know they had a tough weekend, but still hanging in second place in the American League Central.
Yeah. They seem to not do good on the road trips, you know, or if they go out to, say, you know, the West Coast. They just fall or something, you know?
Yeah. They don't travel well. They travel by stagecoach. That's the problem. They got to get a plane. Yeah.
Oh, Ben, I wanted to first to tell you, as you know, yesterday was my anniversary, but I want to thank Dave and the company and my front end people. They got a big cake. Everybody got to eat, and I got a gift card to Bob Evans. And then yesterday, one of the districts came. It was a little Star Service Award. 25 years. I'll put it on my one of my shirts or stuff, but it was really nice, Ben.
Oh, great. So they regaled you, they celebrated you. 25, was it 25 years or 20 years? What is it?
25 years.
25 years this guy's been working.
His name is Dave, and he's known as Dave.
No, his name's Dick, and he's the Dick in Dayton, and he works at the Beaver Creek location, the Lowe's. You're retiring at the end of the year. You're hanging up the tools of ignorance there, and now what are your plans for retirement, Dick and Dayton? Are you going to change your life dramatically? How's this going to?
No, I think what I'll do is probably I found another place. You know, I joined the Beaver Creek Strummers. I'll probably be playing music, and I got a call from Sinclair. They're going to have the, you know, I'll be taking classes too. You know,
Oh, okay. What kind of classes, though? Like what?
Oh, this classes are like in political science and the theory of Appalachia, which is good.
Wow.
And you get to one of the ladies that teaches. They play music, and I get to jam in with the sessions with the banjo, mandolin, guitar. How about that?
Oh, man. Now, are the people of the Kettering Banjo Society upset that you have joined a different operation? Are they offended by this?
No. Two of us are in that group from the Kettering Banjo Society.
Double dipping.
You should go work at Home Depot.
Home Depot. No.
No, he's a Lowe's guy. You can't do that. That's like going from the Red Sox to the Yankees or the Dodgers or the Giants. No, you got to be loyal to Lowe's, man. You put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears
into
Lowe's. That's
insulting, Roberto. How dare you?
What's wrong with you, man? Once you're a Home Depot person, you don't go to Lowe's. And vice versa. Yeah, he was offended. That's the first time he's ever said those words together, Home Depot, like that, right?
Yeah. Hey, Ben, I also wanted to tell you. I got something to tell you, too, you guys.
All right, what you got, Dick?
Well, I'm going to try to send you a picture. Remember I told you I toured the iHeartRadio in Dayton?
Yeah,
and it's with the program director. I think I'm going to send it to you guys.
Well, I'd love that. You know, you were very kind over the years. You sent me Christmas cards, birthday cards. You sent me some very nice things in the mail. All right, Dick. Well, we look forward to that. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, there he goes, Dick in Dayton, giving us an update on his life there. 25 years. At the Beaver Creek location there, our friends over at Lowe's.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for our Discover Card Play of the Day, and I wanted to play one of these three game-winning goals from one of the playoff hockey games. So I put it on Twitter for a vote. And it's a tie. We've got
a tie. Yeah. How do you have a tie? You can't have a tie.
It's
There's
a tie.
No ties.
It is. So it's either the Islanders or the Lightning. So I need you guys to vote. Islanders or Lightning, Coop. All right. Islanders
Coop's
or Lightning,
listening.
Roberto. He's thinking about it.
Lightning.
All right. Ben.
I'm going to go Islanders.
All right. You're the tiebreaker, Coop. Lightning or Islanders?
I'm going to go Islanders.
All right, Big Apple wins.
It is time for our Discover Card Play of the Day from the New York Islanders. Their overtime winner against the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Kyle Palmieri sends it near corner. Pageau to Palmieri, right of the Pittsburgh net. Shoot! He scores!
No!
Kyle Palmieri, second of the game, is an overtime winner, and the Islanders
what
take
the hell?
This afternoon in Pittsburgh. 4-3 is your final.
Did he suck into a balloon or something
Islanders
like that?
Islanders Radio Network with the score. That was our Discover Card Play of the Day. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted in 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Hold on. Limitations apply. Now you can talk.
No, the Islanders, they had a high school kid doing the game. He's in high school, right? Listen
Kyle
to that
Palmieri
boy.
Palmieri sends it near corner. Pageau to Palmieri, right of the Pittsburgh net. Shoot! He scores! Kyle Palmieri, second of the game. Take game one this afternoon in Pittsburgh. 4-3 is your final.
I remember puberty, Eddie. I remember
sounded like
going
he grabbed
the...
his chuckatone when he got excited there.
All right. It is the Ben Maller Show. Thank you for that. Who knew? I never heard an Islander radio call. Not never. Maybe back in the old days, but not recently. All right. The Ben Maller Show made possible by Discover Card. This portion, we believe a better tomorrow is possible for everyone. Discover something brighter. I promised great audio. We got great audio. Dana White, over the weekend, he almost had a coronary, busted a blood vessel. He was asked a rather benign question about the Triller fight people. These are the pay-per-view artists that are putting together all these... what I think are sham fights with celebrities and whatnot. And Dana White asked about that, and he was in no mood after a UFC event over the weekend to talk about Triller. He laid them on blast. Listen, enjoy. Here's Dana White losing his marbles.
The head of Triller says that you blocked GSP from boxing Oscar De La Hoya and that you made a move for Jake Paul.
Oh, my God. Don't even ask me about these idiots. Who gives a Does anybody give a
I guess they
you
do.
You do? No, I don't give a what they think. You think I care what Triller thinks?
No. Are you sick and tired of them mentioning UFC?
I don't even take their calls. This idiot calls me every day, texts me every day. Please answer my call. Please talk to me. Why won't you talk to me? Because I don't give a about you. Do your thing. Leave me alone. Go do whatever it is you're doing. Knock yourself out. I could care less.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah. I have no interest in talking to any of those idiots. They can do their thing. Do your thing. Stop talking about me. What do you give a what I'm doing? Go do your thing.
At some point, is it getting annoying that they only seem to ever talk about UFC fighters and UFC talent?
Oh, I get it, but yeah. Get out of here. What are you doing? I don't even know what you're doing. What is this thing you're trying to build? What are you doing? You know, and why are you talking? What do I have to do with it? What do I have to do with it? Or my guys? Do your thing. What are you doing? Are you starting an MMA organization? Or you know? And then you got Oscar, this in the car that night. come on us and make more money than you've ever made in your life. We heard that before. Chuck Liddell's here tonight. Grab him. Ask him if he made more money than he ever made in his whole life when he went with Oscar De La Hoya. You know what I mean? But you guys keep asking me about these idiots. You guys know they're a joke, but you keep asking me about them when you know they're a joke. You know this is you know they're all full of and you know what I mean? But this is what you want. You want me to do this, and I tried not to do it, and I can't help myself. But I don't care what they're doing. Go away. Go do whatever you're doing. Stop texting me. Stop calling me. And stop asking the media to ask me things, okay? Beat it. Get lost.
There you go. Dana White. That was outstanding audio there. Dana White, 2 minutes of ranting and raving like a lunatic. He said the Triller people are begging to talk to him. He doesn't answer their calls. He doesn't return their calls. Effing idiots. He doesn't give an F about you. Blah, 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 blah. I love the meltdown. All right, we got food picks. We got Cowboys Corner. And also, if the guy holds on, a very famous blind guy is going to be on the air as well. A lot to get to. We'll get to it all, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Most are unable to lend an ear to the Ben Maller Show all night long, but with podcasting, you can get caught up on unique show moments that you might have missed. The Ben Maller Show podcast is available on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts. It's a piece of cake and upsets the corporate guys. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
A parade of legends lined up. Let's go back to the phones, and we'll say hello to Blind Scott in Boston. He's gone. Blind Scott hung up, so that gives us more time to chat with Marcel in Brooklyn, who was not with us on Friday. Hello, Marcel. A lot of reaction to both Dana White and the play-by-play guy from the Islanders. Keith says the guy sounded like Howard Dean having an orgasm, he said.
Oh, my. Good morning, my friend. Missed you wow. On Friday.
Yeah, what happened there, Marcel? Your phone break or something like that? What happened?
Well, one of the personnel here at Fox Sports Radio, Coop de Loop, tried to call me, but yeah. It didn't ring in or somebody busy going on because you guys are on enough me.
Okay, well, I don't know what happened, but you're here now. That's all that matters. A very exciting big weekend there. And
let's play food picks.
All right, let's play food picks. Here we go. This is very exciting. What food picks are we going to play? Let's play the food picks, Marcel.
But first, it's a new dawn. It's a new day. Let's start the week together. So, Maller Militia, let's get into it. And yes, on Mondays and Fridays, it will be Justin in Cincinnati. The king of all things Cincinnati sports and a fan of Hallmark Channel. That's what he loves. And he joins us now from the Buckeye State. Justin, good morning to you. What is your food pick from last night?
fried squirrel, and some raw Rocky Mountain oysters.
Oh, that is going to be a failure, Saib. I give you the F without the plus and the minus. So F minus.
F minus.
Oh, that's a good choice.
That's harsh. Yeah. Do you know what Rocky Mountain oysters are, Marcel?
I do not know Rocky Mountain oysters.
What do you think they are? I've eaten them. What do you think they are?
It tastes nothing like a terrible oysters. Nothing like a terrible.
Well said.
Okay.
Bull testicles.
Sure.
How about bull testicles?
Yeah, they're bull testicles. Would you ever eat bull testicles?
That's disgusting.
You wouldn't try it?
All right, I'm going to go food.
Go ahead, Eddie. I mean, Ben, go ahead.
Oh, you called me Eddie. I thought we were friends, Marcel. I know. You know, come on.
Let's play food picks.
Food picks, Marcel. Calm down.
Can we all just get along?
I'm going to go Chef Boyardee.
It's a great Italian food tradition, but I have a good choice for you, my friend.
Oh, thank you.
A little A-plus instead.
Not a mismatch, though. Go ahead, Eddie.
No.
Well, you know, Marcel and I have been, you know, on the same page as far as the food picks lately. And I had pizza on Sunday. So I will say Marcel also had pizza.
I got the mixed match for you, buddy, coming your way.
I'm changing my answer to pizza, though.
What?
Changing my answer to pizza. I think he said Hot Pockets.
Yeah, Hot Pockets. I'm going with Hot Pockets.
Now we got the three times.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going Hot Pocket, too. I'm changing my answer.
You can't change your answer. No, you can't time, change your answer. You already had your
answer. No, I decided to change my vote.
Crookedy Loop, what you got?
It's your chance to win, Coop. It's your chance.
Marcel, I think you had Taco Bell.
Oh.
Boo.
F minus.
Boo. Failure.
Failure? Why?
You had Taco Fall,
not
actually.
Not a good choice instead. That's
Taco Bell? You like when I pick Taco Bell.
F minus.
What? Nope. But this is going to be a very food pick from last night. It will be the three of us. Got Hot Pockets. Pizza style.
Yes. Hot Pockets.
Yeah.
Hot Pockets.
Delicious.
Another win for me, right?
You didn't win.
No, you didn't win.
I won. You said Chef Boyardee.
Marcel, did I win, Marcel?
Actually, got a golden ticket for Eddie and Roberto.
Take the L.
What a schmuck. I thought we were friends. All right, Marcel.
I know. That's a good one.
Should have said pizza.
All right. I got to go. Yeah, yes, Marcel? What?
Do you ever saw this amazing alley-oop from the Brooklyn Nets last night, and the fans are crowded.
No. We don't.
Pascal, see ya come.
I know you're in Brooklyn and all, but we don't have time. All right, come on. So the last regular season game, nobody was watching. Let's go now.
The Knicks and Nets are winners. Get over it.
All right, I gotta go. Thank you. We gotta go now to Windsor, Ontario.
All right.
This man is a modern medical miracle. The guy suffered a stroke just a few weeks ago, and he is back to provide marginal entertainment with what we like to call Cowboys Corner.
Let's
the longest
find out who was born and who died.
Longest tenured caller in the history of Fox Sports Radio, Cowboy John Brad in Windsor, Ontario.
And my goal is to be a magazine cover boy, and this is the 67th anniversary of Brown versus Board of Education in Topeka, Kansas, which ostensibly ended de jure school segregation 58 years less a day after Plessy versus Ferguson codified such segregation. Happy 73rd birthday, former big leaguer Carlos May. Happy 72nd birthday to Bozzett Kiefer, who in 1967 is Keith.
Hey, where are the white women at?
96 or 37 Celsius, as we cannot call it. Happy 65th birthday to Sugar Ray Leonard. Dan Patrick.
What happened?
Uh-oh.
Did you hang up on him?
No.
Where'd he go?
Uh-oh.
Did he hit the wrong button?
Uh-oh.
I need to know whose birthday. Wow. Cowboy, call back. Well, I actually don't call back. There's no point in calling back right now. Now, somebody said that we should have Cowboy, and I think this is very morbid and macabre, and I don't think we should do this. But have, you know, how if you work at like the Associated, I have a friend of mine, I have a few friends that work over at the Associated Press, you know, they have eulogies ready to go for people, right? You know, celebrities, famous people, just in case they die, they're ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I know of that.
Yeah, you know about that. So
I think this is a great idea.
Should we have Cowboy record his own eulogy?
Absolutely. He would do it. I feel like Cowboy would be about that.
All right, let's have him do it. We'll have him do it. I think it's a good idea. Why not?
Got a murder, got to go.